Part 2. You will hear a radio report about panic attacks. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences.
Panic attacks are the subconscious mind's fight or flight response to what it perceives to be a threatening situation. It's common for people to experience their first panic attack following periods of high stress. Initially, you seem to have coped well with the situation, and then suddenly, often months later, you have an attack. The first physical sign is usually heart palpitations. Most people feel that they're not getting enough air, so they gasp, hyperventilate, or in other words, overbreathe. Other symptoms include tingling in the hands and feet, chest pain, sweating, faintness, and stomach pains. Each person has their own symptoms, which usually remain the same. There are, however, things you can do to stop or reduce the impact of a panic attack. It's worth buying a diary so that you can record any negative thoughts you have about a situation before it happens. Then challenge them by considering how accurate they are. Set about turning them into positive, constructive thoughts. If you do have an attack, stay where you are, so your mind gets the message that the place isn't really threatening. Although your immediate anxiety will decrease if you run away, this might lead to increased anxiety in the future, so it's the worst thing you can do. You need to learn to relax. Active relaxation involves tensing for a few seconds and then relaxing. In turn, every muscle that you can think of in your body, usually starting from the face, scalp, and neck, and moving down to the feet. Using this relaxation technique at night can also aid sleep. An attack can be treated very simply by breathing in and out with a paper bag held to your mouth. This helps reduce your loss of carbon dioxide as you re-inhale the carbon dioxide you've exhaled. Holding your breath for as long as possible can also help prevent loss of carbon dioxide. If you can hold your breath for between 10 and 15 seconds and repeat this a few times, it'll be sufficient to calm hyperventilation. In the long term, you can lower your stress levels and stop the likelihood of panic attacks by learning deep, diaphragmatic breathing. If you practice this regularly, several times a day, your body will have no choice but to relax. Finally, try a natural remedy, such as chamomile tea, which works on the same brain receptors as anti-anxiety drugs, or the herb valerian or aconite, which can ease the effects of acute panic attacks.
Now you will hear part two again.
Panic attacks are the subconscious mind's fight or flight response to what it perceives to be a threatening situation. It's common for people to experience their first panic attack following periods of high stress. Initially, you seem to have coped well with the situation, and then suddenly, often months later, you have an attack. The first physical sign is usually heart palpitations. Most people feel that they're not getting enough air, so they gasp, hyperventilate, or in other words, overbreathe. Other symptoms include tingling in the hands and feet, chest pain, sweating, faintness, and stomach pains. Each person has their own symptoms, which usually remain the same. There are, however, things you can do to stop or reduce the impact of a panic attack. It's worth buying a diary so that you can record any negative thoughts you have about a situation before it happens. Then challenge them by considering how accurate they are. Set about turning them into positive, constructive thoughts. If you do have an attack, stay where you are, so your mind gets the message that the place isn't really threatening. Although your immediate anxiety will decrease if you run away, this might lead to increased anxiety in the future, so it's the worst thing you can do. You need to learn to relax. Active relaxation involves tensing for a few seconds and then relaxing. In turn, every muscle that you can think of in your body, usually starting from the face, scalp, and neck, and moving down to the feet. Using this relaxation technique at night can also aid sleep. An attack can be treated very simply by breathing in and out with a paper bag held to your mouth. This helps reduce your loss of carbon dioxide as you re-inhale the carbon dioxide you've exhaled. Holding your breath for as long as possible can also help prevent loss of carbon dioxide. If you can hold your breath for between 10 and 15 seconds and repeat this a few times, it'll be sufficient to calm hyperventilation. In the long term, you can lower your stress levels and stop the likelihood of panic attacks by learning deep, diaphragmatic breathing. If you practice this regularly, several times a day, your body will have no choice but to relax. Finally, try a natural remedy, such as chamomile tea, which works on the same brain receptors as anti-anxiety drugs, or the herb valerian or aconite, which can ease the effects of acute panic attacks.
That's the end of part 2.